Good morning. My guests this morning are two people from the group It's a Beautiful Day. And the memory of some of the older people in our audience suddenly took a jog and they said, "Beautiful day, white bird." Okay, we're going to be talking to Phil Lawrence and David LaFlame from It's a Beautiful Day, who will be playing at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Saturday, July the 11th. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
So, David, you have you must have close to a record for longevity for a group.
Well, you know, I always figured that the best chance I would have for success would be longevity. In other words, if I could outlast the other groups. and I've just about pulled it off. Unfortunately, you know, when you have people that I've known practically all my musical life, like Sam Andrews, who passed away recently, and other close friends in these other groups that I grew up with, it's kind of sad, you know what I mean? I didn't want to win that way.
Oh, right.
I think Herbert Hoover said something like that too about all the other presidents that came after him. He outlived them all, right?
So I have outlasted them somehow. Right. Now that doesn't mean. And people ask me every day, "How long are you going to keep this up?" You know, because I've been doing this basically the same show for 47 years.
Wow.
And I haven't changed anything. It's the same high energy show that I've always done. And, you know, I used to bounce back in a day or two. Now, maybe a week or two, I bounce back. So what I've done, unfortunately, I've been able to do this because my music is still very popular worldwide, particularly White Bird. So White Bird has paid the rent every month. And so the rest of it is gravy, as they say. I can go out, kind of cherry pick what I want to do.
Phil, how long have you played with the group?
Well, David sat in with my band at the French Garden about 4 or 5 years ago, and he came back to sit in again, and he came back to sit in again. And we were an instrumental band, and then we gave him a microphone, and he started singing the next time he came back. And then we realized, why didn't we give him a microphone the first time? And so he just kept coming back. And so we decided to change the name of the band from the Phil Lawrence Band to the LaFlame Lawrence Ensemble, because it seemed to make sense. And then we gradually evolved into It's a Beautiful Day Acoustic, which is what we're being billed at the Occidental Center for the Arts.
This, however, doesn't preclude David singing, I assume.
No, David will be singing, of course, and Linda will be singing also.
Linda will be there also singing with me. And, you know, we'll be doing a wide range of original music. One of the things I kind of pride myself in, and I'm very proud of Phil, because he's about the only person that I know that fits into this category. We both do our own original music. You will find that almost impossible to find anymore. You just don't find groups doing their own original music. And it's a hard sell.
It's a world of covers.
You see all around all these bands who are all playing the Rolling Stones or something, and we're out there pitching our own private stash, you might say. And, you know, I think it's something to really, really says about the integrity of particularly Phil and his music, which is wonderful. People just love it. And likewise for my stuff, you know, if the difference between me and the Grateful Dead is they can fill a room to capacity, and I can fill a room about half full. Now, being original,
right?
Bigger rooms too.
The thing about it, is that's interesting for me is that smaller audience of mine. They know every note. They know every lyric, every word. They've been with me since the beginning. And after the show, sometimes I'll spend an hour just greeting and meeting people.
Great. Listen, thank you guys very much for coming in. And thank you for playing Sonoma County. We really appreciate it. Let's tell people once again that It's a Beautiful Day Acoustic at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Saturday, July the 11th, 8 p.m. For information online, it's OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org or call 874-9392. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.